I'm Jeff St. Clair, host of Explore Radio, a weekly series that looks at science and innovation in Northeast Ohio. This week, we examine what's been called the miracle material. It's strong, lightweight, flexible, bendable, superconducting, transparent. Graphene is also among the most hyped materials known. Explore Radio looks at local research in graphene and tries to separate the promise from the fluff surrounding the world's newest wonder material. It's probably the only experimental substance with its own PR firm, a billion-dollar European effort called the Graphene Flagship, that produced this video starring G, the graphene superhero.
G is the world's strongest material, harder than diamond, and about 300 times stronger than steel.
Graphene is unique. It's the world's first two-dimensional material made of a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a sheet one atom thick. And although the structure was predicted decades ago, most scientists believed it couldn't exist. That is, until 2004, when researchers in England found graphene in, of all places, ordinary pencil lead. The discovery earned them the 2010 Nobel Prize.
I think it is an amazing material.
James Tour at Rice University in Texas is one of the world leaders in graphene research. He says graphene's atomic structure provides its amazing properties.
One of the strongest bonds in the universe is the carbon-carbon bond, and that's what graphene is.
Tour has used graphene to strengthen plastics, to make fuel cells. He's used it in aerospace and biomedical applications.
It can be used quite broadly.
So this is my lab mostly, and this is one of my lab.
Yu Zhu did his postdoc work with James Tour.
Nanomaterials.
He now runs his own lab at the University of Akron. He's using graphene to make the next generation of lithium-ion batteries.
Because graphene is highly conductive, their power density could be very high, so you will have something which charge and discharge much faster.
He says graphene batteries can last twice as long as current rechargeable batteries. An Ohio company, Angstrom Materials in Dayton, is the world's largest supplier of battery-grade graphene. But Zhu makes his own.
So you see those are black powders, which actually come from the graphite.
It's one of two processes he uses to make graphene. The second is a high-temperature setup that produces small amounts of the high-grade graphene that he's testing for the holy grail of graphene applications, cell phone touchscreens. But when I ask to see some, he just smiles.
It's just a one layer or two layer of carbon atoms, so you don't really see it with your eye.
Oh, right. It's transparent and conductive, the two properties that make graphene so desirable for electronic displays. Back in his office, Zhu shows me samples of the displays he's working on.
It feels like glass.
Yeah, the substrate is glass, and the transparent conductive coating is applied on the substrate. The other one is a polymer-based substrate, so you can see it can be flexible as well.
So when will we see a cell phone for sale with a flexible display that will never break? I posed that question to Marko Spasenovic. He's a graphene researcher in Belgrade, Serbia, and a market watcher through his website, Graphene Tracker.
These are applications that require very high-quality graphene at a low price because you are competing with established technologies.
Spasenovic says a technique currently does not exist to make large amounts of high-grade graphene cheaply, but could be coming in the next 5 to 10 years. That's why he cautions people to avoid hucksters still riding the wave of hype surrounding the wonder material.
Generally, I wouldn't advise anybody to invest in any kind of graphene stock.
But with hundreds of labs working on it, Spasenovic says a breakthrough in graphene production could be coming, just not on anyone's news cycle.
Technology is very hard to predict, and scientific research is, I think, impossible to predict, which makes it exciting.
With its promise and its hype, graphene, to paraphrase Bill Gates, is one of those technologies where we highly overestimate its short-term impact and deeply underestimate the changes it will bring years from now. I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio. Explore Radio looks at science and innovation in Northeast Ohio Mondays on WKSU's Morning Edition and Sundays during the TED Radio Hour. Explore more science stories on our website. Search Explore Radio at WKSU.org.